Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, July 23rd, 2013, and this is Chris Bruton, Council 9 LEC Vice President, reporting. Earlier this week, in-flight scheduling communicated changes to Unimatic programming related to standby positions. The feedback from our members suggests that this communication may not have been clear on what the change involves or how it affects flight attendants. In-flight scheduling has made changes to open trip displays in Unimatic that will now reflect the number of days associated with particular standby positions. Standby positions will now be displayed in a manner similar to how open IDs have traditionally been displayed in the open trip file. The number of days associated with a standby position will be displayed in the D column of the open trip screen in Unimatic. These changes are to Unimatic programming only and are intended to ensure proper coverage for the operation. The new automation provides the company with the ability to ensure the reserve assigned to the standby period has the number of reserve days of availability necessary to cover the longest ID departing during the period covered by the standby assignment. Previously, crew scheduling did this manually. This change does not modify the way flight attendants on reserve are assigned to standby. In the past, standby was built with the plus symbol, indicating an open-ended assignment. Based on the new automation, while the standby may indicate a specific number of days for desired coverage, your availability will still be governed by your schedule of reserve availability days in that block. The result could be an assignment to an ID with more or less days than those designated in the standby period. In every instance, however, the company must observe the number of scheduled days of availability in the reserve block. In January of 2008, AFA and the company announced a new dispute resolution, attendance, and performance management agreement. This agreement was the result of months of intensive work by everyone involved and achieved a system that allows you to resolve issues when and where they are happening. It also includes attendance and performance management policies that are transparent, easily understood, and can be administered consistently and efficiently. This agreement was a positive step forward during a time when the previous system created more frustration than results. Because this agreement governs areas of performance and discipline, which can affect all flight attendants, it is important to fully understand how these policies and procedures are applied. One important aspect of this agreement is the ability for a flight attendant to request a review or appeal of any letter of warning they receive. While we always do our best to fulfill the responsibilities of our job well, from time to time, things happen which impact our performance or attendance. When an accumulation of points results in any letter of warning, the flight attendant is notified in writing. You have 30 days to request a review or appeal of that letter of warning. The 30-day period is calculated differently for attendance and performance. Attendance discipline is effective on the date of the occurrence that generated the points, not the date of the letter of warning. Performance discipline is effective on the date of the performance letter of warning. If you receive a letter of warning, you have the right to request a review within the 30-day period. To do so, you should contact your local council and request that they file a review appeal on your behalf. It's important to remember that any letter of warning that is not appealed within the 30-day period is not subject to later challenge. What that means is that if the levels of discipline progress beyond the first letter of warning to higher letters of warning levels, you cannot later challenge the circumstances that resulted in an earlier letter of warning. If you do not agree with the issued letter of warning or the circumstances that led to the issuance, it is in your best interest to request a review. While the review may not be successful in removing the letter of warning, the challenge to the facts or circumstances that led to it are then preserved as being appealed and can be important if discipline progresses to higher levels. Today was the first day of the regular summer United Master Executive Council meeting at the Hyatt Rosemont in Chicago. Your local council president, joined by 14 other presidents from around our system, addressed the business of our union and the issues that are of importance to our flight attendant community. The MEC officers provided the MEC with updates on a number of important issues such as DOMA implementation, status of 737 deliveries, OSAP extension, and new uniform challenges. Additionally, Sam Rizzoli, United Senior Vice President in-flight and members of United's in-flight management, addressed the MEC with an update, answered questions on aircraft redeployment, schedule changes, and other merger progress issues. For a more detailed report of the activities and topics of discussion by the MEC, we encourage you to review our meeting summary posted later this week. If you're in the Chicago area, we encourage you to attend, if you are able, to witness as well as participate in the democracy of our union. All members in good standing, current with all dues obligations, including those on voluntary furlough, are welcome to attend. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.